Hi, this is Vocal Profiling Live on VBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host, here with tall blonde Heather. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, Sherry.
The music you just heard was Geppetto's Deep Space, a collage of cosmic moods. I need my glasses because I can't see the information about this. It says that this collage of cosmic moods will change the way you think and will change your emotions. And boy, are we going to do some cosmic mood changing today on the show. We're going to tackle a topic so controversial that we had many, many men refuse to be on the show with us. We're going to talk about the differences in the opinions of men and women about body size and shape. We're going to talk about weight discrimination. Such a hot topic that in the office today when we were discussing this, we had people yelling at each other and interrupting each other. If you want to join us and you can see our new logo up on Skype, Heather, how do they do that?
They can log into Skype, and you can find Skype at skype.com, and then you can add us, and the ad name is Sherry with an A, Edwards Focus Course. And that'll get you right in, and you can actually view us live.
And we're going to be doing vocal profiles right on the air. We have somebody in the studio with us that allowed us to take our vocal print. And it's going to be about this hot topic. So Skype is S-K-Y-P-E.
Exactly.
That's sometimes hard for people to spell that. So it's Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards, Focus, F-O-C-U-S, Class, all one word. Beep us here, call us, and you can watch us working online. We have our new logo up. It's beautiful, I think. It's exciting. We'll put it up on the website. Can we do that, Heather?
We absolutely can. I love it.
So people can look at it.
Very colorful and dynamic, which is exactly what vocal profiling is, colorful and dynamic.
We have with us, I forgot announcements. Heather, do we have any new announcements?
I've got several announcements today. Which one should we start off with? Talk about September's class. We're offering a new incentive. We just posted that today. If you sign up for our focus course, you actually get our invoice program, which is what we talk about every week on Vocal Profiling Live. You actually get that for free.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more at the end because it'll make more sense about why we're offering that. We have a new video, just came in today. I haven't got to see it. Heather, did you watch it?
Yeah, Jessica is here with us tonight. Watched that today. It just came in today. It's the Holistic Healthcare Series from AVI Video. It features Sherry and her work, and I think it's pretty amazing.
Are you going to put any of it up on the site?
I'm going to absolutely work on that, at least get a preview of that so everybody can see the exciting new work that we're doing here.
Okay, we're going to be taking calls tonight. The call-in toll-free number is 877-270-8714 in the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494 in the direct line, 530-413-4515. And if you forget all of that, just go to BBS, Boy Boy Sam, bbsradio.com and look up on radio station 2, I think we're on. We didn't add any new vocal profiles this week because we decided to do something different. But you did add the ones we did last week?
Yeah, that's up on vocal impressions, and you can also find it linked on the media section on Nutrisound.
That's NutraSounds.com, Nutrisound.com. We have a panel here with us tonight to talk about weight discrimination. It is a hot topic on TV and here even in the office, and I think at schools, people are going back to school. Our image panel, we have Nikki with us. Nikki is a mother of 7 children, ranging from 8 to 22. She's in law enforcement, and she was on some medication that caused her to gain some weight, so she's a little concerned about that. And we have, Nikki, you want to say hi?
Hello, everyone.
That's good. Marissa, we have with us in the studio, 16-year-old teenager and a student. Marissa volunteered for our new project that we're going to be doing, and Heather can tell you more about that, and so will I. Jessica is a college student. She is in a managerial position and also has a three-year-old, very active daughter. You want to add to that, Jessica?
Sounds good enough for me.
Okay. And we have Tom on the line. He's an industrial sales manager. He's in his 40s. That's as much as information as what he'll give us. Tom, are you on the line with us?
I'm here, Sherry. Hello.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. You know, we could not find men to be on the show with us. They had such strange pieces of information from their deep, dark psyche about weight discrimination that's part of what we were all yelling about. And we ask John that's in the office. We ask Bill. We ask Steve. We ask, I called a couple people, men, because we thought we ought to balance out this panel. And we couldn't get anybody, and you just happened to call the office, and I just sort of volunteered you to be on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Great man, Tom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, of course, we have Heather, and I'm here. I'm not going to do much except just guide a little bit of this, because Heather had brought this to my attention about body image, and then in some cultures, overweight is considered desirable. In others, like the U.S., slim people are considered more desirable, more intelligent, more apt to be able to do a job, more inventive, and we just think there's some problems with some of the things that people do and some of the images that they have of themselves about their weight. I'm overweight, and I constantly get reminded of that fact in my relationship, not in a tremendously negative way, but it is always there and always looming. And not that, well, I just don't even want to say that on the air. I'll talk about that later. Heather, people do things like cut out their ribs and have their stomach resections and liposuction and starve themselves. And why did you bring this to me as a topic?
Well, you know, you mentioned the kids going back to school, and it's just really today's health is kind of going downhill. We've got all this horrible food supply, what with fast food, and then we have our teenagers and the media putting all kind of pressure on what it is to look good. And, you know, the food supply is getting worse, and the demands on how to look good is getting worse, and I think that causes a lot of illness in regards to bulimia and anorexia.
Well, food supply, you're talking about not the amount of food, but the nutrition in the food.
The nutrition, the fast food, the fast food, and it seems like that is what Americans live on, is fast food now.
I read a study out of Switzerland. It was a special clinic there, and they brought people in, all different weights, and they gave them 6,000 calories a day, which is three times normal. But they gave it to them in balanced food. And within 6 months, all of them had gone to their normal weight and stayed there.
Wow.
So what's wrong with them?
Processed food.
Okay. No nutrients, dead stuff. Not even the rats will eat it.
Negative nutritional value in the food. And there's all kind of prejudice out there against weight. You know, it could be, that could actually go either way. It could be prejudice against overweight. It could be prejudice against underweight.
So that's why you suggest, and other people suggested this title about weight discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
My own body image is that I'm overweight, I'm ugly, I'm not healthy, I can't get up the stairs without huffing and puffing, except if I don't eat for the day. I wear clothes that hide most of it. But I have seen a lot of teenagers out in the public with these short little tops on and these rolls of fat hanging out. And I am really prejudiced. I really think that's ugly.
Yeah.
And if I do have that, and I hide it. I don't want to be judged by the fat that I live in. But in some of the things that we've done in the lab, we found that fat really is your friend in some cases, because a toxin comes into the body And the body says, I don't have enough energy to deal with that. I'm going to put fat tissue around it so that the body isn't poisoned. So in some cases, fat is your friend. We talked to a lady today about being on the show, and she said that a lot of her clients, she's a therapist, use fat as a way of pushing people away or of protecting themselves when they've been hurt so that doesn't come again, so they gain weight. I have just revealed some of my issues. We always advertise you as tall, blonde Heather, but you look like you've lost about 50 pounds in the last few months. Why did you decide to lose weight?
Well, it was summer, and that's just something I kind of regularly do during the summer. I feel better when I lose the weight.
Is it natural? Do you just lose weight?
A little bit. I tried a little bit, and then I actually do kind of naturally lose a little bit more in the summer, kind of up and down. I know that's not healthy either. Jessica and I were talking earlier that in order for you to, I think, this is my belief, to have a really healthy weight loss, it's not, the diet is not the issue. You have to make a lifestyle change, and that's really, really hard to do. I know it is for myself.
Well, part of that's genetic and feast and famine, that in the winter your body more stores the fat, and then when there's plenty of food and warm climate, then you lose it easier.
Yeah.
So it might be easier to go on a diet when it's hot or
it
in
is.
The summertime.
I find it easier, yeah.
So you didn't do it for any kind of image, you did it because you feel better.
I feel better, absolutely. Well, of course, you know, it always makes me happier to look better, too. So.
Do you find that people treat you different?
Actually, in some cases, yeah. Mostly the men, though.
Why? Nikki, where do you think people get their body image?
Magazines, media. I am upset about the fat aspect because one person can eat the most healthy things and still gain, and the other person can eat crap and junk and not gain a pound, but everyone looks at the person that has the weight problem is lazy and fat, and they have such a negative image. And then the skinny person who can eat anything they want, they're wonderful. They're perfect. They're skinny.
I'd like to add two things to that. My husband said to me once, we were out eating, and he said, I really like to go out to eat pizza with you because you only eat a couple pieces and I get the rest. And this was a large pizza, and he is a skinny, skinny person. It's disgusting the amount of food that he can eat and still stay skinny. So you're saying just because he metabolizes food quickly or whatever, that doesn't make him a healthy person. Do you think being overweight is a disease, or do you think it's lack of willpower, or what do you think it is?
I think it's people process things differently, or there's some kind of problem with the way they process.
But when people, I am prejudiced about fat. Are you?
I am myself. But now that I have the problem, I'm angry that people are prejudiced.
But you used to be this tiny, tiny, little, teeny, skinny thing until they put you on medication and you gained weight from that.
So I could eat whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted to eat it.
Did people treat you different?
Yes.
How so?
I feel like I got more respect when I was thin. I was just at the vegetable market the other day, and I walked up to get some vegetables, and they just totally ignored me. And then skinny bebopper walked by me, and they were like, can we help you? And I was like, what? I'm the one that would need them more. But what's this all about? Yeah, they people look past you, or they look at you with disgust. And even anger.
In your job as a law enforcement officer, did you see a change?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really bad in the law enforcement field, especially if you're a female working with males, male COs and inmates. It's really bad.
How did they treat you differently?
I got a lot less attention, which was maybe a good thing there. But, yeah, They respect you less. They call you more names.
Names like what?
I can't say them on the air.
Like a fat A or something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
How did you respond to that when they called your name?
I said, do you think I don't look in the mirror? Are you telling me something new?
Well, you were pregnant at the time you were working in this job as law enforcement, and pregnant's kind of big. Was there a difference between pregnant weight and body shape and just gaining a bit of weight?
Yeah, pregnant weight, people want to take care of you. People are like, oh, yeah, they want to take care of you. But fat weight, they feel like you're lazy. You need to get up and do something.
So you definitely think there's discrimination?
Oh, I know there is.
Because you felt it. You're there.
Yeah.
Is it changed anything in your relationship, not only at your job, but your personal life?
Yeah, it has. I mean, if you have less self-confidence, you don't do things the way you would have before.
I see you kind of skirting around that area. And that may be because we have a teenager here with us. Let's go to Marissa, because you came here, and I sort of badgered you into letting me take your vocal print and talk to you about vitamins. And you gave us a really good vocal print that told us lots of information. Tell me, it was because you were on a diet already. Why did you want to go on a diet?
Well, I first started worrying about my weight when I got into high school, because that's when people started, like, noticing how much weight you have compared to them. And teachers, like, they have this midriff rule where you're not allowed to show your stomach, and skinny people would show their stomach and nothing would be wrong. Teachers wouldn't really say anything. But if someone weighing like 170 and 5'3 did it, of course they're going to be like, you need to pull a shirt down or you need to get a bigger one. And like, I noticed that more. I never showed any skin, but I always saw that happening, and I was just kind of like, wow, I'm 5'3 and weigh 170, so there must be a problem. And I really don't feel that good about myself. I always get really baggy clothes to, like, cover up everything that I can. And I just want to feel better about myself, and that's when I started going on a diet.
What kind of a diet did you go on?
Well, 3 months ago, was it 3 months ago, Mom? 3 months ago, I just, like, started eating healthier, like, salads and, like, I didn't really eat red meat then, just, like, salads and turkey and, like, better things like that. I never ate chips, like, just healthier things that didn't have as much fat on them.
Has anybody ever taught you what a healthy diet really is?
No.
Your school didn't teach you that at all?
Not really.
Do the kids in school treat normal-sized kids, thin kids, and fat kids different?
Somewhat. Some people are just, like, the popular kids are more like, if you want to, like, play sports or something, you need to be in shape because you're not going to keep up with us or stuff like that. There's not really, like, a fat group and a skinny group. Like, I weigh 170, and I hang out with girls who weigh 120 and 130, and they treat me fine, but there's other girls who weigh 230 and kind of with, like, the geeks and stuff.
Is it because of your attitude is different than the geek hanging out people?
I've never really got to know the geek hanging out, so I don't know its attitude, but...
Do you think that the really too skinny... Is there too skinny people in your school?
Yeah, of course, because they worried about their weight. And I have a friend who, for a while, stopped eating completely because she worried about her weight. And people did look at her differently. Like, the guys were like, wow, she's lost so much weight, and she used to be gorgeous, and now I can't barely look at her. Like, there's some people that you'd, like, feel bad looking at them, and she started to get one of those people that were just, like,
you can't look at her long enough to, like, actually see her.
Ooh.
That feels really bad, even with you talking about it. In your school, do you think there's more discrimination of people who are overweight or people who are underweight?
Well, at my school, there's a lot of athletic people, so there's people that are, like, muscular that look bigger, but really they're just muscle. But I'm kind of equal after, like, the muscular people with the skinny people and the overweight people.
Do guys treat you different?
Well, me personally, I don't really pursue guys, so they see me differently as other girls. But, like, with some of my friends who are overweight, they've never had a boyfriend, whereas some of my friends, like, get, like, every guy.
So you just don't date yet?
Yeah.
Do the teachers teach you different, or, train? Because I know there's the stigma that fat people, and you are by no means fat, you carry your weight well. I was surprised when you said you weighed that much. But there's a stigma that fat people are stupid or less able to learn.
Lazy or overindulgent, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have never, ever said that.
But you
ever? I don't think
it?
That's true. No, I wouldn't think it.
You
all of this is quite
it?
A surprise to me. No,
I
don't think
either.
It at all. I don't believe that it's an intelligence thing at all based on weight. I think maybe that's a personal issue, but I don't think that's true.
You've never heard fat and stupid?
No. At least if you're going to call someone fat, you'll probably call them stupid too, because obviously you have your own problems to be concerned about.
This is Jessica talking here in the background. It's just a general question. We just hired some people here, and the overweight people didn't get hired. A sort of normal weight people got hired.
I wouldn't say it had anything to do with whether because they were overweight, just some of them were more qualified. That's all.
Just qualified?
Yeah.
Marissa, what do you want to weigh?
Like, my dream weight would be 120, 130. I will be happy and content with weighing 150. Because that's what my sister weighs, and I look at my sister, and I'm like, yeah, she's, like, the weight that I want to be, but if I, like, really, which is totally impossible to weigh 130, like, I feel like that's just way too, like, 40 pounds for me would be a lot to weigh. 20 is more reasonable, but still kind of like, well, I have to work really hard.
Well, what if we took your vocal print and found out what nutrients you needed, and we're able to supply those for you, because we did give you nutrients the other day, and that helped you stay on your diet. It gave you more willpower. So if we were able to do that, do you really think 40 pounds is impossible? Or
I'll never say impossible, but it'd be really hard.
Hard because you've already tried it and you can't lose?
Yeah, back, like, 3 months ago when I dieted, I didn't really think that I lost any. I mean, my mom was like, you're looking better, but that doesn't really mean that you're losing weight.
Heather, you said something, or one of you said something about, like, 90% of people regain weight that they lose anyway?
90% of dieters will regain the weight that they lost within a year. That's what I was talking about. That really is not a healthy way to go about things. If you change your lifestyle, I think that's the way to go. The rate of gastric bypass surgery has gone up immensely. Do you think that's the healthy way to lose weight?
No, because it really destroys your ability to use nutrients. And I think nutrients and looking at your genetics and how you use insulin and things like that really is helpful. But just as there are people who are overweight, there are people who feel they are underweight, and they're discriminated just as badly. Jessica, you want to comment on that?
I guess, now that I'm obviously outnumbered, now I have to bring it out in the open. I guess the one thing I would say is that
I would never look at a person and call them fat. I think that's completely derogatory, and I would never say anything like that. But I find that people will not hesitate to call someone skinny, which I feel is just as hurtful to call someone fat as it is to call them skinny. And I've been told, my God, don't you ever eat, you know. Look at you, your ribs are hanging out, you know. And I don't feel like I'm that skinny, but that gives me a complex, like, just as bad as it probably does to be overweight.
Is that men or women saying, my God, look how skinny you are?
Women, usually women.
There's probably...
I've had some men, too.
It's probably a compliment.
But I don't think it is a compliment. It's not complimentary to say, my God, look at your ribs. That's not, how is that, you know, considered a compliment? It's not attractive to me to be able to see my ribs. I think that's disgusting.
I'd like to look like you, Jessica. Are you discriminated against? Because you're
slender? I wouldn't say I'm discriminated against. I guess I guess it's just a lot of focus is put more on people that are overweight versus people that are underweight. Like what Heather was saying with the lifestyle change, there are things I could do to make my lifestyle better so that I could gain a little bit of weight. You mentioned earlier about schools and such and how they don't focus a lot on self-image, and I think that's completely true, and that should be for underweight and overweight alike.
Did anybody here watch Harry Potter? Tom, we're going to get to you in a second. Anybody here watch the new Harry Potter movie?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice that all of the villains were skeletal, thin, or Porky?
I didn't notice.
No healthy villains, huh?
all the normal people were normal weighted people. But look at Harry's step. Is it a step uncle? And a step cousin, I guess. Very Porky people. The lady in the pink suit, she was a little chunky and a little nasty. But look at the skeletal people were all the really bad guys. And the Porky ones were really the stupid ones. And a lot, Nikki's saying yes, and you didn't think about it, did you? So even in the media, that happened. Jessica, you were talking to us about a trip where you were discriminated against. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that when you said discriminate. I went to a school trip to Jamaica, and there was two of us that were fairly slender. I mean, I only weigh like 105 pounds, and I'm 5'3½ maybe on a good day. The other girl is probably about my size, maybe a few pounds heavier. There were two other girls there that were, I guess, a bit overweight. Honestly, I thought they were both cute in their own way. I didn't really focus on their weight, but they focused completely on our weight to the point that they were angry at us because we were associated with the blonde skinny girls that I guess took away their boyfriends in the past. So, yeah, I was completely discriminated against because it's not like I want to be that person either, you know, just like people don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be the underweight person that's considered a boyfriend stealer. I don't do that, you know, that's not me.
And in your case, we found yours is really an adrenal issue. So this really is a disease. It's not a thing of people just don't have any willpower or they're lazy or they're couch potatoes. There really is issues with this. Tom, we've mostly been talking about women and weight issues. Do men have image issues also?
Oh, I think they do. I'm concerned with my weight. Give you a little history on my situation. I have been under medical care, and in reading my medical reports, I noticed one of the classifications for me was that I was obese. And I'm 6'4", 48 years old, and my weight was 260 pounds. Now, based on the BMI charts, that puts me 56 pounds overweight based on the BMI charts. And, you know, the BMI charts are not gender specific, yet when a doctor classifies me, he classifies me as being obese. Now, I don't feel like I'm obese. I try to stay fairly active, even considering my latest medical condition, which is keeping me less active you know, than before. But to answer your question, yeah, there's men who you know, look at body image. I look at it from a medical point of view. I want to remain fit so that other organs don't have to work as hard. I went to a holistic doctor. He mentioned something to me that hit home. He said, for every extra pound of body weight you have, your blood has to travel a mile. If you could take all the veins, even the small ones, and stretch them out end to end for one extra pound, it equals a mile. So add up what you feel you're overweight, and that's how much further your blood has to travel. So I always look at it as, you know, wanting to have a healthy life. As far as image, yeah, there's some image issues in there too. Clothes fit better, have more energy. But yeah, there's some image issues there.
Well, I have to tell you, after you left here, there was a discussion about how good-looking, actually the term was hot-looking you are, so I don't think anybody here would ever consider you obese in any way.
Well, thank you.
You are a hunk.
Well, you know, that's nice to hear. But I was floored when I saw that on my report. And so, you know, in America, do we classify people differently? Well, we know the medical profession does because, you know, when I saw that on my medical report, I in no way ever thought I was. But yet, further checking by me, and I did a BMI check, and sure enough, they classified me as that. So I'm interested in at least getting close to with the medical, you know, establishment's idea of what fit is. But, you know, I think it's a little overrated, and I think it may have some reasoning behind it to maybe sell some more, you know, products and whatnot.
And I think it's going to raise your insurance rates, too, if their doctor catalogs you that way.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of ulterior motives in there for some one reason or another.
I think the FDA has been very, very smart in trying to get obesity and weight issues, weight management, listed as a disease, because then they could regulate it. They could regulate the types of food that people could buy. They could not allow somebody to go into McDonald's that weighed this much. Maybe there's a weight in the floor and a big bell goes off, oh, you weigh too much to eat anything at McDonald's. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but they are working very hard to make weight management a disease, and I believe it is, but I don't believe that our food intake should ever be regulated by the government.
Well, if I could add something, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I have two daughters, both college age, one's 20, one's 18. And the 18-year-old, about 5 years ago, went through an eating disorder. And, you know, it was pretty devastating for me to find out what was going on for her. And what I found out that it wasn't so much a weight issue, more it was a control issue for her. But the long and short of it was that her body image, even to this day, isn't, I think, where it should be. And Nikki said something earlier about the media. You know, the media in this country is causing a lot of the body image. You know, we've got Photoshopped magazines where models who are already, you know, fit and have a level of beauty, the Photoshop faces and bodies make them unrealistic, and all these images create false levels of bodies images that you know, a lot of the teenage girls are conditioned over and over and over and over again. And of course, television and movies and all that I think adds up to it. So my wife and I, we went through it we see it. And another thing I want to add is, you know, in my travels, I travel around, whenever I go overseas, I do not see the same per capita amount of overweight people in other countries that I do see in America, in the United States. It's one of the first things I notice when I get off the plane is out of 20 people, how many of them are overweight, and the same sampling of 20 people somewhere else in the other part of the world, I don't see that. You know, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I think the food industry has a big part in that, but you know, we can take control of this. There's a medical intuitive, I don't know if you've heard of her, I may have mentioned it to you, Caroline Sutherland. She has a great book out on the topic, and what it boils down to is food allergies. And in your work, I'm sure you see some of that with the vocal profiling.
Well, for people who you see that are overweight and they're kind of like the Pillsbury Doughboy, that is always a wheat allergy because they've taken thiamine out of the wheat, and I think it's deliberate, and I think it's so they can sell us the vitamins back, but also to make us have allergies and illnesses. And if people would just go off wheat for 2 or 3 days, I think they could see a great difference in their own body image. I want to ask you several more questions. One is, would you be interested in a research project that we've been doing to exercise people at night while they sleep without them having to put out any effort at all?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, any of the rest of the people out there who are interested in talking to us about this, they need to get in touch with us through Heather at Vocal Profiling. .com. Also want to ask you another side of the coin here. Men, as a man, when you're driving or walking, do you turn around and look at good bodies?
Well, you know, the answer to that is if I see beauty, I appreciate beauty. And beauty doesn't necessarily come to me only in a beautiful body. It is what it is, but beauty to me can be other things. You know, the love I see expressed by one person to another can be beautiful, and I can appreciate that just as much. But to answer your question directly, I can't lie. If I'm driving down the street and I see a beautiful person, then I will look at that as a beautiful person. But I don't gawk or honk my horn or say anything that's rude.
Is your wife listening?
No, no, she's not. But I did tell her I was going to be on the program.
Do you look at males and females both?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I mean, if I see a guy that's a good-looking guy and he's fit, There's a bit of envy with maybe only because of the health aspect. It's a non-sexual type thing, of course, but you know, it. I want to be fit, and because of being fit, my health is bettered by being fit. So yeah, it's an appreciation for that. Yeah.
I'm going to put you in a pickle here and ask you to answer a question for another man. He was here today, and he said that looking by men is a right, and it's totally sexual.
Is that the end of the question?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's the old, when Harry met Sally question. You remember that movie?
Yes.
With Meg Ryan and
and the scene in the restaurant. Yeah,
right.
Remember that.
And you know, the thing about that movie that really kind of, you know, you can identify with is, you know, he's got a point. You know, if you go back, you know, thousands of years and you look at the primitive genetic code that the man has, yeah, that's there. So I'm trying to answer your question and wiggle out of it.
Yeah, I can tell. You think that men who look really want to touch, or they just want to look?
You know, You're saying in a lustful way, you know.
Yes, that's how he meant it.
I think physical attraction is, again, a genetic, something that's genetically there and will always be there. That's my answer. I think, that there's a genetic component, you know, that's there, but I don't think that all men, I think there's a percentage of men that would like to, but I think not all men are like that.
Well, I don't want to take this to extremes, but I did talk to a man who was a child molester, and he said it was his God-given right, privilege, and duty expressly there, to find the youngest, best, good-looking, healthiest mother for his seed. It was his duty to procreate, and that was why he chose very young girls. And some of them he had chosen weren't even capable of having children. So I think people make up really stupid excuses to justify this idea. So you can't take it so far one way that it's out of the bounds of society while you're looking the other way that men have a right to look.
Well, you know, I think in a society, Sherry, that type of person probably had his wires crossed somewhere along his childhood, that's not the normal person. That's the person that needs psychological help. So an answer from him, I wouldn't give any credence to, simply because he probably was molested as a child, and thus that's probably why he's continuing to do it.
Well, in looking back at or being with men who gawk, oogle, they look at boobs and butts and long legs and people who are physically toned. Do you think there's any piece of that that's genetic?
I think a piece of it will always be genetic, and I think the major part of that is conditioning. We're conditioned. There's something in everyone's home. And most of the time, it's in their living room, and a lot of times, it's in the kitchen and in the bedroom. It's called the television, and it's the greatest hypnotic machine ever created. And everything about a television is this programming and conditioning by images and sound that we constantly get bombarded with every day. So, I think it's part of it's genetic and it will always be genetic, but I think most of it is conditioning.
You have admitted to looking. Do you look when your wife is with you?
Well, that I think you step over the line at one point, and why do that? To answer your question, have I looked? If my wife's with me, I don't physically completely turn around and make it obvious that I'm trying to turn around not to look. But if something's in my field of vision, I don't turn away. But if something's to the right of me, I'm not going to rotate my head, 45 to 90 degrees and look, because that's pretty obvious, and then you can get in trouble for that.
You'd get in trouble. You think it hurt your wife's feelings, or she'd just slap you, or what?
Well, I don't know if she'd slap me, but I think it would hurt her feelings. I think it would hurt anyone's feelings. That's two ways. If it's a man and a woman does it, and if it's a man, vice versa. I think anyone can be hurt by that.
What do you think it's saying to the person beside you when you're looking and making it obvious? Well, let's not make it about you. Let's make it about other men. What do you think men are really trying to convey to their women when they gawk and nearly run off the road looking at some young thing on the sidewalk?
Well, what I think it's saying is that, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at, that, I'm still interested in something else. I think that's the straight answer.
Perfect answer. I'm going to ask some of the women here, has this ever happened to any of you?
Absolutely.
And this is Jessica, and what was the circumstance?
Going down the road, my boyfriend at the time
saw a girl that had a very short skirt on and a very low-cut shirt and large breasts, and he literally turned his head, and with his head went the steering wheel. And so the car kind of swerved to the side a bit, and it was completely uncomfortable. I laughed, but on the inside it hurt, you know, because I immediately thought, well, if I was walking down the street, would you almost wreck the car to look at me, or why is it that I'm not good enough for you to look at like that? Why does it have to be somebody else?
Did you guys talk about it, or just...
I kind of laughed it off, and I kind of just took it to heart, and I let it simmer, you know, pretty much, which is pretty much what I do, just let take everything in and try to deal with it on my own instead of bringing it out in the open. But I felt if I would have brought it out in the open, it wouldn't have actually changed anything, because then he would have been forcing himself not to look, which would have been more awkward than just letting him do what he does, you know, letting him be who he is.
Do you think he has the right to do that and hurt your feelings?
Absolutely not. I don't think it's fair at all. I don't think a lot of men care much about hurting a woman's feelings, because it seems like a lot of men will look.
They think it's their due.
They do, and I think that's completely out of line.
Was this woman dressed in a way that she shouldn't have been for the circumstances?
No. No, she wasn't. I mean, I agree that she was probably, the shirt was a little bit too low and the skirt was a little bit too high, but it's summertime and that's how she's going to dress. And that's her choice to dress like that, too. I don't think that gives a guy the right to gawk, especially when he's with his woman, you know. But I do understand that some women are looking for attention when they wear certain things like that. But I don't think she was out looking for someone to gawk at her like he did, no.
Would you understand it better if she was walking down a city street and, say, had a very skimpy bikini on? Would you understand him looking then?
Probably, yeah, because I would probably look too. Yeah.
So that's more understandable because she's asking for it.
Yeah, that's kind of out in the open, being out in the open with it. Yeah, I think actually going out and wanting people to look at her, and maybe in some... since she needs that attention.
Jerry, can I add something to that?
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
You know, you made a very valid, you know, example there. If a woman was out of place, you know, it always gets me, and, you know, I'm the only guy here, and I've said this to my wife and daughters. What always got me is that girls will walk down a beach in the skimpiest of bikinis and think nothing of it. But, you know, their shirt comes off with a brassiere on, and it covers more than a bathing suit, and they yell and scream as if, you know, because it's where it is and
mm-hmm.
how it is. So you made a valid point. If this girl was walking down a city street, everyone else is fully clothed, but she's not. She's out of place. So she's, you know, the obvious reaction is going to be that people of either gender will look, because it's out of place. Now, there's levels of that every day in life. You encounter them. You encounter the girl with the large chest and the short dress that was Jessica or Heather was talking about earlier, that if that's not the normal attire for that time of day or that area, then it's out of place, so it warrants a glance. So I think what you have to factor into this whole discussion is it apropos for the area and the time of day and so on and so forth, and if it's not, then you're going to have a valid reason for someone to look, because it's going to be out of the ordinary. If I saw a pink elephant walking down the middle of a city street, that's not normal.
Well, we're almost out of time. Hold on there, Tom. There was a soccer game. I want to ask Nikki and Heather the same question. There was a soccer game, and the winners, the men usually take their shirts off, and there was much to do about a women's soccer game. I think it was a soccer game. And one of the women took her shirt off, and she had a sports bra on, which covered a lot. And there was a lot to do about that. But, Heather, I want to ask you and Nikki the same thing. When you're with a guy and he's gawking at someone else, Do you think that's appropriate or not?
I guess it would depend on the circumstances. If it's something out of the ordinary, I agree that I probably would look as well. But if it's something disrespectful, then I'm going to call him on that.
First date, and he does it. You ever going to date that guy again?
No, there's no way. That's completely disrespectful, and you're supposed to be on your best behavior on the first date, right? Well, if he's willing to show that side of him that soon, then I can imagine it gets worse.
You've been married. Did your husband ever do that?
Online,
he did that a couple of times, but he was pretty slick about that type of thing.
So he just sort of peeked in what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I was looking at something else, not what?
No. Yeah, but one of the occasions with my husband, two very beautiful, long-legged, short-clad girls were walking a dog, and he goes, you know, almost looking behind him, nice dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of disgusting, but that's what he did. Is this something that you'd be willing to talk to us about, Nikki? Has this ever happened to you?
I usually point people out before he sees them. I say, is that good? Do you like that one? Isn't she beautiful? Isn't he attractive?
How does he respond to something like that?
Sometimes he hesitates to agree, and sometimes he readily agrees.
So you point out men and women.
Uh-huh.
Is he like a certain type that you point out for him?
I asked him.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Does he let you know? Mine likes long legs.
But it's not really fair to be like, guys do it because I know I do it. If I see a good-looking person walking down the street, I'm like, friend, panda, that guy's pretty cute. And even if I was with someone who I was dating, I would be like, wow, that guy is pretty good looking.
What's your motivation? Do you want to get out and talk to him? Do you want a physical relationship? Do you want him to notice you? Well, what's your reason for doing this?
Nothing.
You just want to look.
Gratification of seeing someone that is nice looking.
Yeah.
We need to continue this discussion. There's a lot of things going on here about the women on TV that they turn sideways and they're like paper thin. I think that's an issue that ought to be addressed. Some of these people who've lost weight by a stomach bypass and how they're really changing their looks. You were talking about a weatherman.
Because we're used to seeing him as overweight and we see him as skinny and he looks awkward to me.
And Star Jones,
same thing.
So we need to have this discussion about how women feel about overweight men as well. And we need to know the medical side of this. We have about a minute left. Heather, tell us about this diet project. Tell people about the diet project we're going to do.
Well, this is something Sherry and the staff here at Sound Health have been working really hard on for the past, several years. It's a complicated process, but I think that we are ready to bring this out in the open, and we want to have a special class with people who are interested in this diet project. And if anybody wants to contact me, Heather at vocalprofiling.com, I'll sign you up for the special class, and you guys will be our guinea pigs, for lack of a better term, on weight loss. This is something that I think is a wonderful revolution in weight loss.
Or if there's any medical clinics or professionals out there that want to join us, people who have health food stores, we want to see people healthy, and we think if people are healthy, they will normalize their weight. We were talking about that also. And in Marissa's case, we looked at her vocal prints and found out that she couldn't utilize manganese, which is one of the constituents of insulin. So her insulin is off kilter, and then she verified that there's diabetes in her family. So we think this is an actual stress, both underweight and overweight, and social. It's a big social issue for women and how they protect themselves when people make comments about their weight or how good-looking somebody else looks. I know this has been kind of an unusual format for you. You usually want to tune in and hear about famous people and whether they're lying or not. But I think We want to hear from you about whether or not you think this is a good format to have this kind of discussion. And I think it definitely is, and I think diet is a national emergency. So please let us know how you feel about the show and get in touch with us. Our phone number, 740-698-9119. We're at Eastern Time. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening.